we are delighted and we welcome the news, and it's great, you know, that we have got this far. I think, you know, it just needs to be tied up a bit firmer, as in we really need to know. We know that the decision has to be made, but who is going to make the decision? When will that announcement be, and how long is that going to take? I think for us, we understand that there's a process, and this process will take a bit of time. We understand there's paperwork, but on our side, we are dealing with live issues. We're dealing with people that are ill, that needs the continuation of this service. So for us, we just need that this is completed. We understand there's an election coming up, and once everybody goes into election mode, we don't want that this could fall through again, fall between the cracks.
And now you did say there, you sir, handling life situations, you know, you sir, seeing people at a very difficult time, and this isn't something that they should need to stress about while they're going through what they are.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Anybody would know that if you're a patient going through cancer, or if you have a child that has a long-term illness, that this is not a worry, an extra worry that you should have. This, it causes stress, and we're trying to alleviate that to make sure that all of this is seamless. And as I said, we welcome the decision. We appreciate all the work, especially our local politicians here have put into this. But we just want this to be firmed up. We want the decision. Who makes the decision? When will it be made? And, you know, that it's complete.